One of the interesting things, you know, about Lincoln, you know, we all know about him as president, but you know, a lot of people don't realize, you know, in Lincoln's early life, he tried a bunch of different careers out and a bunch of different ways to try to make money as he was trying to like establish himself. So one of those was as a surveyor, and some of those surveys that Lincoln conducted have survived, or, you know, and the surveys he laid out have survived. And so the specific one you're referencing is the town of New Boston, which, yeah, sometime in September of 1834, Lincoln went out there and surveyed that town. He laid out the plats for that town, and we could talk about what that means if you like. And then, yeah, two copies. They're not in Lincoln's hands, so the original one Lincoln drew up doesn't seem to have survived, but there are two copies of that plat that have survived, and they're in county courthouses. And Lincoln laid out that town. We know a few towns in Illinois that Lincoln laid out. Some of them never happened, but the two biggest that we know he did were Petersburg and New Boston.
And do you know then his connection? Because that was kind of really outside of his area, right? So how did he get up to the western portion of the state? What was his connection there?
Yeah, there's a position. So this all happens at a time in the 1830s when there's kind of a land rush going on in Illinois. Investors in Illinois and on the East Coast are buying up all this land. So there's a county surveyor here in Sangamon County, which reached much bigger then. It was a bigger county because Lincoln is still living in New Salem. He's not in Springfield yet. And he hires Lincoln to be one of his surveyors. And he's sending Lincoln out to survey all these towns. But you're right, most of them are in central Illinois around Sangamon County. The reason Lincoln ends up out in New Boston is there's a very wealthy merchant here in Springfield, one of the first residents of Springfield, Elijah Isles, whose house still survives here in Springfield. It's a historic site if you want to come see it. It's in a different place. They moved the house, but it's still here, just down the street from the museum. And Isles, you know, what's happening is guys like Isles want these towns platted out into lots so they can sell them to these investors, right, who are trying to buy them as people are moving in and settling in Illinois. So Isles puts pressure to get New Boston surveyed. And a bunch of people are involved in investing in New Boston who will all end up in Lincoln's orbit. So Elijah Isles becomes a political ally, is one of his pallbearers after Lincoln's assassinated. John Todd Stewart, Lincoln's first law partner, is also investing in New Boston. And of course, you've heard that middle name, Todd. He's a cousin of Mary Todd, and he'll be part of what gets Mary Todd out here to Springfield. And she marries Abraham Lincoln. So a bunch of these Springfield people, these rising Springfield people, are investing in New Boston, and Lincoln gets sent out to lay it all out so they can develop or sell their land. So that's what he's doing out there.